carbon previously frozen in Siberian ice is being released into the atmosphere. I am Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. And today on the Academic Minute, Rob Spencer, assistant professor of oceanography at Florida State University, details the thawing of permafrost.
Between 2012 and 2014, I had the unique opportunity to visit Siberia several times to study permafrost and the effect that thawing permafrost was having on the environment, particularly receiving aquatic ecosystems like streams, rivers, and ultimately the ocean. Permafrost in the Arctic is a thick subsurface layer of frozen soil that stores vast amounts of carbon. Often this carbon has been locked inside these frozen soils for tens of thousands of years. It's almost like storing food in a freezer, but for a very long time. So what happens when that permafrost starts to thaw? Terrestrial scientists have compelling evidence that permafrost is thawing and releasing this long-stored carbon. But aquatic scientists, examining what gets exported from the mouths of major Arctic rivers, found no evidence of this ancient carbon in their samples. So my team and I set out to find out why. Where was the carbon going and what was driving this disconnect? The answer turned out to be relatively straightforward and tied to simple life forms. Microbes are single-cell organisms that are all around us, but invisible to the human eye. It turns out that this ancient permafrost-derived carbon is an incredibly attractive food source for microbes. Our research showed that microbes were rapidly consuming it as the permafrost thaws and then releasing it back into the atmosphere as carbon dioxide. More thaw equals more food for the microbes and thus additional carbon dioxide. So the whole thing has potential to get into a runaway effect. I live in Florida, one of the greatest states at risk from sea level rise caused by climate change. More carbon dioxide in the atmosphere will lead to more warming at high latitudes and thus more permafrost thaw, as well as more melting of the ice sheets. That all adds up to sea level rise with well-described impacts on our coastal communities.
That was Rob Spencer of Florida State University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Mount Holyoke College. Never fear change. I'll stop the world and melt with you.